The Kevin Greening Award, of obviously a special category introduced last year to recognise entries that the judges have deemed to be creative. This could go to anyone in the room, whether nominated, thank you Tim, whether nominated or not. So any surprise could happen right now. To present the award, please welcome someone who knew the man very well herself and somebody that I love and adore, and I started TV presenting because of this woman, it's Zoe Ball! Okay, just so you know, whatever. No, I know a few of you thinking, oh, she's let herself go. So around the back, this guy just said to me, where's Fat Boy and his mate when she's eating him? I was like, thank you. I am with child, you lot with all the wine. This is what happens if you don't practice safe sex. Be careful, okay? Now, I'm really honoured to be here tonight to present this award. It is in the name of a really beautiful old mate of mine, Kevin Greening. And this is the second year that this award's been given out. And as Fern was saying, everyone who entered this year is up for this award, so you might win. Anyway, it's supported by all the lovely chaps at Wise Buddha. And the recipient... Evening. And the recipient of tonight's award will have their prize designed to ensure they get the relevant experience in the area of radio that's most benefit their future career. I hope that made sense. Let's talk about Kev. Kev was an absolute genius. Many have said that he was one of the most creative broadcasters of his generation, but he just never knew it. And that was kind of the beauty of Kev. I first met him when I was asked to go to a hotel somewhere in North London, and I'd never met him before, and we were offered the Radio 1 breakfast show, and you're like, you're all right. We'll give it a go. Anyway, he was so modest, so uncompetitive, and so generous as a co-host. He taught me all I knew, or no, sorry, about radio, but he always delivered it with much more class, finesse, and humour than I could ever muster. I was always busy trying to shag drummers. Anyway, my approach was a couple of goodies, actually, a couple of dodges. My approach was always very up and at them, very slapdash. But Kev was a real craftsman. He was a great comedy writer. He had an incredible wry, very dry wit. He was generous and articulate and really refreshing, actually, amongst the mundane and some of the run-of-the-mill hosts. We went to interview Madonna once and he turned up with some garage flowers. And I was like, what's with the garage flowers? Anyway, she was a real bitch. I was like, yeah, with the garage flowers. Well done, Kev. Anyway, before I give out the award, just wanted to show you a little film with some of Kev's peers and his mates talking about why he was so brilliant.
The Kevin Greening Award, supported by Wise Buddha.
Well, in an age of radio drones and clones, the thing about Kevin was he was a radio one-off, an absolute radio original. And the minute I heard him when he joined Radio 1, I remember thinking, oh dear, this guy's good. And he was just incredible. He plied his own furrow, he did his own thing, and he was incredibly intuitive. He understood radio instinctively. He knew how it worked. And the stuff he did on there was always interesting, sometimes challenging, and frequently laugh out loud, crying down your cheeks funny. And that's one of the reasons he's so missed.
What I remember most about Kevin was his sense of humour. And when we first started working together, he was creating these little comedy shows to put into his show that involved a character called Raymond Sinclair. And Raymond Sinclair's theme tune was the music from the Ferrero Rocher advert. So I never see one of these gold balls, or even eat one, without thinking of Kevin, which between you and I is far too often. Want one?
The thing I loved about Kevin was he was so passionate about creative and groundbreaking radio. Every single link was crafted to perfection. He knew the beginning, the middle, and the end. And also, he was, for the more intelligent Radio 1 listener, I would say, you had to have a bit of a brain and a bit of nous about you to understand some of the jokes, but that's what I quite liked about it. And there were the characters, and he was also very passionate about finding new talent from student radio, which is why we're all here today.
What I loved about Kevin's style of broadcasting was that he operated on two layers, really. There was the obvious joke that he was telling, but there was always another sort of hidden meaning or another sentence at the end, which was hitting the other audience at the same time. So he was actually able to attract a really wide audience and entertain them on different levels.
He used to do these brilliant sketches with Andrew, Major Holdups, and Raymond Sinclair, and every single time I took part in any of those sketches, I would just literally corpse. There was an unfortunate event where I had one line that involved a swear word, and I had to use a honky horn to cover myself swearing. Now, of course, how could this possibly go wrong? Unfortunately, what I ended up saying was, and then we'll have a honk fucking great party. And Kev literally fell on the floor.
The thing about Kevin Greening, which I think it's really strange now in the days that we live in, when it would be really easy to show and go when you do a radio show these days. It was never Kevin's way, because Kevin was one of these people who cared so much about his craft of being a radio presenter, and was so interested in production that it was all about the ideas that you worked on before getting on air. There was none of this just turning up and we'll throw some text numbers, or we'll throw out the fax number or the email address or anything. Kevin Greening was always the sort of person who would come up with loads of ideas before he started a programme, whether they were comedy skits or whether they were interesting things that he was going to discuss. But the production level of Kevin's shows was unlike anything else. I mean, I used to look up to Kevin because obviously he used to put in so much work to his radio programmes before he actually got on air. And I think that was something really to cherish and admire.
So when it comes to talking about Kevin, number of things. First of all, he was one of the most creative people you could ever work with. He probably had more thoughts and bits of business in his opening link than the rest of us had in an entire show. I mean, you would count them as they went through, 10, 12, 13, 14 little bits that he'd drop in, sometimes 15, 16, 17. Quite astonishing. So he was a great technician of radio. So wonderful on that count. Secondly, he was that great staple of music radio, which was the friend behind the microphone. And he could do that very, very well, and he was a trusted voice, and he did a lot of the stuff when Princess Diana died. He was the person who was on and came out with many accolades for that. And finally, he was a genuine man. He was a funny man. He was a very warm and sincere guy, and radio needed more people like him. And not less. So for all those reasons, he's much missed.
What I think about Kevin the person is, you know, we loved him. I mean, we worked for him. He employed us at Wise Buddha as his managers, and he was never anything less than grateful for everything that we did. I mean, the tiniest things, it's sometimes kind of underestimated how big a job it is to pursue a career after being a Radio 1 breakfast show DJ. Tell me about it. I know about it. And because of that, everything that Nicole and Chris did in our talent division, he never ever forgot to say thank you for. And in a world where most people, who are the terns, say thank you infrequently, I thought he kind of stood out on that in that regard too.
I first met Kevin back at XFM about 2002, 2003, and one of my first actual meetings with him was an unfortunate moment in a sense, because I was moving into his show, and that could have been a difficult situation with many other people. You know, egomaniacal a lot of radio people are, and I was concerned about that, but Kevin was a complete and utter gentleman about it. We'd not known each other very long at all, but he made it a really sort of pleasant transition. He was really sort of supportive and, you know, giving me the benefit of his experience and stuff. And ever since then, when I met him, we always had great times together. He was just a wonderful, warm human being.
It's really hard to know what to say, because I just really love Kevin. He was really funny. I remember he used to wear a really weird bow tie whenever there was any kind of formal event going on, like at the Sony Radio Awards. I think that was the last time I saw him. I think one of the special memories I have of Kevin is when he was doing my show when I was off having a baby. And I remember driving home from the hospital with my baby in the car and stopping to get hot chocolate and sitting in the car. And Kevin did this dedication to me and to Jude, who was my baby at the time. And he played Hey Jude. And I just sat in the car and I wept copiously. And it was just such a sweet thing for him to do. And it just completely summed up Kevin, because he was the sweetest man.
The standard this year, I know, was extremely high. I know Kev would have been really proud that Radio Band was still being pushed
and inventive broadcasting still takes place. So the judges said about this show that's won, it's a fantastic show in both ethos and execution. They claim not to be comedians, but this entry has brilliantly funny segments that would put some of Radio 4's comedy output to shame. The winner of the Kevin Greening Award 2009 goes to the Big Choosy Raw at the University of Warwick. Gibson, Adam Wilborn, Matt Cooper, Nick Gibson, and Paul Davis.
Congratulations.
Wow, I mean, after seeing all that, it really is a great honour for our show to win something like that. We've just, I mean, 3 years ago, we were just a group of lads who met together and decided to do a radio show together. And 3 years later, to be winning this and Best Entertainment, it's a real honour. And I just want to thank everyone at Raw who's helped us. Just thanks a lot to all the judges who've given us this. It really means a lot to all of us. Thanks a lot. Cheers.